We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh my God, Ken, we made it! Ken, we made it!
Has it been a week already?
It has been a week already. You know what I've noticed between last Friday and this Friday? Look at that man's face right there. Look at Grant's face. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at FM 94.9, supported by Urge Gastropub and Mason Aleworks. It's Jeremy with me tonight, as always, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've got Grant from Urge Gastropub and Mason Aleworks, and my friend, you are looking just a little bit more haggard than you did a week ago today.
Just like every year, Beer Week tends to take some time off of my life.
Does it?
It's mostly the diaper years,
you
but it's okay.
You don't do anything anyways. No, come on.
So lazy. Dude,
you got this rosy glow about you still.
That's because he's buzzed, bro.
Does it look like I've been had? Because that's not far from the truth.
Also joining us tonight, we've got Terry from Bear Roots Brewing, also the San Diego Brewers Guild. Welcome to the program.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me out.
Stoked to have you out. We've tried to get you on the show once before, but you are a very busy man. You've got a lot going on. And, you know,
it makes me feel lazy.
Tonight, out of all nights, I think it's very appropriate that you're here at Urge Gastropub because your brewery, just a very brief synopsis. You served in the military.
That's correct. Yeah.
And your partner in crime also served in the military.
That's correct.
And so you guys are a very kind of military centric brewery.
Yeah, veteran owned, veteran observed day holiday, Semper Fi.
And then today, Grant here at Urge Gastropub has done a whole day for what?
So we are raising money as best as we can for both One More Wave and the Semper Fi Fund.
So basically anybody who comes and buys beer tonight, a portion of the proceeds are going back to those funds, right?
Absolutely. 10% of whatever they spend tonight goes to the Semper Fi Fund. And if you really want to double dip, come into Urge and buy an Andrew's Forest, where 10% of the money will go to One More Wave and 10% will go to Semper Fi Fund.
Wait, so that's like 20% total to it.
Ken, please.
And it's some amazing beer.
Don't do math. You're going to hurt yourself.
Ouch. I don't even know why I tried.
Should those headphones be smoking? Is that a thing?
You want to come and have some beer with us at Urge Gastropub, Rancho Bernardo? Come on back. We're in the private room on the end of the bar. Pop in, say hi to Grant, myself, Ken, and Terry. We'd love to see you as part of Beer Week. And you mentioned Andrew's Forest. And if I'm not mistaken, the beer you just poured out, our first beer of the night, this happens to be Andrew's Forest.
The Forest of Andrews, if you will.
The,
yes,
the
absolutely.
Camo can gets me every time. That and that wonderful piney resinous IPA smell.
Man, it is like a forest.
It's like a forest. One would go out on a limb.
One might say it smells like a forest, huh?
This is the time like sprockets when we dance.
Thank you. You got that.
So, yeah, we are really, really happy with this beer. This is a recipe developed by Jason De La Torre, our R&D brewer, who actually will be leaving us here in a couple of weeks, but also corroborated by Matt Webster, our director of brewing operations, who's also a veteran Marine.
This beer is just so good. You know, the funny thing is you left me with a couple of cans last Friday. They didn't survive to today. Like, I wanted a beer at 5 o'clock this afternoon. And when I went to my fridge and I thought, oh, I'll grab one of the – wait, never mind. I won't grab an Andrew's Forest. There's none left.
The forest grew legs.
So this beer tonight and all the time is a charity beer, right?
It is. It is. We have the One More Wave logo right on the side of the can. You can get this at Beverages & More throughout San Diego County. I really appreciate any support you guys can give us on that. And this is one that no matter when you buy it, we will be donating a portion of the proceeds to One More Wave.
Awesome. Absolutely love that. So, all right, now we're going to start the show off with some music. This song, very special to me. Why? Because, well, 15 years ago tomorrow, it was the very first song we played on FM 94.9 when we launched with a crate of music.
Yeah. It's our quinceañera.
George Baker selection, Little Green Bag. It's a rock and roll happy hour at FM 94.9.
Oh, my God, it's such a sad state of affairs. I'm out of glasses. I don't know what to do with myself right now.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9 Radio Elvis Costello. It is Jeremy broadcasting live from Urge Gastro Pub in Rancho Bernardo. It's Beer Week in San Diego, and Grant keeps bringing out bottles from his selection. Oh, look at the head just frothing over on that
one. She blows!
Oh, boy, there it goes. Oh, oh, that's right. You got to drink through the head like a man.
That needed to happen.
Yeah, it's a Friday. It is Beer Week in San Diego. All the closing events for Beer Week are happening this weekend. I can't believe it has been... Actually, I'm pretty sure Grant can believe it's been a week already.
I think he's coming back to life. No, he's getting his second wind here.
It's because he knows he doesn't have to drive home. The wife is coming to pick him up later.
Indeed.
So we started off the program with Andrew's Forest IPA. Now, talking about everything in Beer Week, Terry, you're with the Brewers Guild.
That's correct, yep.
And there's something very special happening this weekend. Now, the Beer Week always has its gigantic kickoff. With the Brewers Guild Fest, you got the takeover, and then you've got the whole festival on Saturday, last Saturday at the Port Pavilion on Broadway Pier. It all ends in a really cool event you guys do on Sunday at Torrey Pines, right?
Yeah, that's the beer garden at Torrey Pines. It's fantastic.
Now, it's crazy because you got, like what, 14 chefs, almost 30 breweries, a whole lot of food, a whole lot of beer, and just the most amazing scenery you can imagine. It sells out every year. And has it sold out yet?
I think there's a few tickets left. It's a fantastic event. This year, you know, it's only breweries that are in the San Diego Brewers Guild, and it's done by lottery. So it's a fantastic event to be part of. We're going to be pouring there this year at Bare Roots. And there are a few tickets available. So get on there and get them while you can.
SDBW.org, right?
That's correct.
I have it memorized because I've been there many times. All right, let's talk about, good Lord.
We got distracted,
so,
didn't we?
So not what we're tasting on the air, just what Grant's bringing out. We've got a 2013 bottle of Grey Monday. We've got a bottle of New Glarus Serendipity. We've got a bottle of 2014 Cable Car. This one blows my mind. It's AC Golden Krieg. This is actually a Coors product?
That's correct. As much as we don't necessarily want to talk about them, they did have some fun in a closet somewhere in Colorado a few years ago.
But it's important to know that the fun they had in that closet was then immediately shut down. when they found out they were bringing wild yeast into the brewery.
The Rockies have never tasted so funky.
Let me tell you, it is funky. And for a bottle that is as old as that is, it still is as acidic as you can believe.
Absolutely.
Wow. And really, really drinkable. But we're not going to talk about that. Let's talk about the beer we ended last week's show with that I said that I wanted to start tonight's show with.
Oh, man.
The Duke!
The Duke.
This is your really, really limited triple, right?
It's super limited right now. There's just a handful of 5-gallon kegs of it that we ended up getting that are going outside Urge Gastropub. It is insanely good. And I know that I'm completely biased, but we did this this awesome IPA challenge up here at Urge Rancho Bernardo that we've been doing for the last 4 years. Completely blind voting. And I'm happy to say that Pure Project Hazerade won. But we were a very close second with this, which was so cool for us to see that as much as we like it, it seemed like everybody else liked it as much as we did.
That's crazy because the Pure Project Hazerade, to me, it almost has like a Goza feature to it. It's almost tasted like they salted the water because of how it finishes. It almost has a Gatorade-esque, almost a refreshing quality to it.
Electrolytes.
It really does feel like, you know, I'm doing my body good instead of damage when I'm drinking it. But this is so 180 degrees from that. I mean, this feels like I'm smoking Camel non-filtered cigarettes.
This just feels bad.
I can tell.
It's a lucky strike and a Camel all rolled into one.
You know, I feel like I'm compensating for my entire Mormon upbringing with every sip of this beer.
Oh, but dude, it's so good. It's so well-balanced. It's so smooth. What'd you say the ABV on this was?
That is 10.7, sir.
Okay, so this is 10.7, and Hazerade is what?
Like 7.
Yeah, so, I mean, the fact that you guys were neck and neck right there shows me that you are crafting amazing beers with incredible balance. So if you try one small batch limited beer release for Beer Week, make it the Duke because it's going to be one you'll think about. And think about.
Don't think too hard.
And you'll wonder, well, can I get some more of that sometime soon?
April, we are canning this bad boy.
Oh, get it now. It's worth
it. April.
It'll be here before you know it. 6 months. It'll blow in, blow out.
Wait for it. Yeah. Wait for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, stop. All right, just stop. Hamby is yelling at me. Jessica Severns of National City, call us back in the next 9 minutes and 49 seconds if you want to claim your Amazon Alexa in our AI invasion. I'm going to enjoy some more of this Duke, and we'll come back
Duke.
With another beer that blows my mind for Beer Week. Pixies on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour, the radio station. This is FM 94.9, broadcasting live from Urge Gastro Pub in Rancho Bernardo. Our wonderful sponsors of this program. It's Beer Week in San Diego. It's Jeremy along with me, as always, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've got Grant from Urge Gastro Pub in Mason Ale Works, and then, of course, Terry from Bare Roots Brewing and the San Diego Brewers Guild. And a very special hello to Terry's dad in Nampa, Idaho.
Ooh, hey, what's up, Pops?
Thanks for listening in. I appreciate you being there, and so does he. We need all the support we can get tonight.
My mom's from Idaho.
Is she?
She's right here.
That's
weird.
That's
man.
Weird, bro.
It's like paradigm. Her own private Idaho all of a sudden.
Welcome home. Welcome home.
Yeah. When I look at your mom, I don't think my private. Never mind.
No, stop.
Well,
please.
Grant, I'm relieved to hear that. Thank you.
I think she is too.
My mom is deaf as a post, so she's not hearing a word.
No, she's enjoying that. She's great.
Thank God for some small miracles.
Right.
So far, we've had the Duke from Mason Ale Works, a devastatingly good triple IPA that you say clocked in at 10.3?
10.7.
10.7.
Too clean, too amazing.
Yeah, the funny thing is, while we were playing that last set of songs, Terry and I from Bare Roots were just gushing over how do you get beer to taste like this and that have that high of ABV. There should be fusel alcohols in there. Yeah. There should be sweetness in there. It is so dry. It is so delicious. It is so good. I cannot wait for you to can this beer.
It's sex and candy is what it is.
I smell sex and shut up, Ken.
Marcy's Playground is over there. It's around the corner. If you could, never mind. I'm there.
And of course, we started out the program with Andrew's Forest IPA, a benefit, which is what's going on tonight here at Urge Gastro Pub. If you want to come down and have a beer with us, we're in the back room. Feel free to just wander on in, say hi. I mean, we're not going to bite, or at least I won't bite. I can't say anything for Ken.
Ken will bite, but just not hard.
And then the special event you have going on tonight is what is it again?
So tonight, anything you purchase at Urge Gastro Pub in Rancho Bernardo, 10% of the proceeds go to Semper Fi Fund. And I am absolutely encouraging people to double down, get in Andrew's Forest, because then we're kicking some of the Semper Fi Fund and some to One More Wave.
Love that. All right, this next beer, I love when you do this beer. This is your anniversary beer.
Oh, man.
This is the Pappy Speedway!
We've been waiting a long time for this.
I remember when you brought this on the program last year, I kept the bottle with the taped writing on it that said Pappy Speedway. I mean, you got a hold of a Pappy barrel, which is it's like finding the Ark.
Dude, Mike Arquinez from Moster Coffee, we've been good friends with him for several years now. I'm proud to call him homie, and came up with the barrels. And at the time, he was executive chef at Cork and Craft, which is also Abnormal Beer Company. And he gave me a call, and he's like, hey, you know what? I got a hold of these barrels. Some of them are staying here with Abnormal, so they just did a barrel release, I believe, last weekend, and they're doing one this upcoming weekend. He's like, but I can get you some of them. Do you want them? And it's like, yes.
Did you even hesitate?
Absolutely. There was no hesitation at all. It did not matter what the list of favors was. I was going to have to give back. He immediately said yes. And at the time, we didn't have Mason Ale Works. So thankfully, Peter from AleSmith is a good friend, and I loaded the barrels up into my Kia Soul. And
nice.
Yeah.
How transport. Many barrels can you fit into a Kia Soul?
Not as many as you'd think. And but I was so deathly afraid that he would change his mind, or that somebody else would take the barrels, or someone would actually roll up with like a random wad of cash and take them. And be like, no, yeah, I'm on my way. See you in 5 minutes. Sorry, kid, get out of the car. I need to pull out the car seat to get the Pappy barrels in here.
Honey, pick up the kid. They're at the 7-Eleven on the corner of Rancho Bernardo Center Drive.
Why?
I've got to go pick something up.
It's Pappy, my God, woman. Don't you understand?
So basically,
this is important.
You abandon your family on the street corner to go pick up these barrels, and then did you
like
call
you do.
Peter to let him know that they were on their way?
On the way, I called him.
Nice.
I didn't even check to see if we could do anything. I was just like, I'm bringing these to you.
Because you already know he's going to say yes.
Well, we had talked for a while about doing some anniversary beers together, and like I said, I'm blessed that Peter is a friend as well. Comes into the restaurant all the time, and he had told me once before that he'd been trying to get Pappy barrels and had never been able to get a hold of one in the history of AleSmith.
Wow.
So I'm on my way, and I'm like, I got the barrels. Let's fill them up. So, and I was just praying that Speedway was somewhere on their production schedule. So, and yeah, the rest is history.
Wow.
So, I mean, there's not, I mean, when we've released this, it's like six 5-gallon kegs.
I was shocked to see it on tap tonight.
Yeah. No, we believe it or not, we tapped the keg yesterday. It's still here.
So where can people find us? Just here, right now.
If you hear the sound of my voice and you have never tried Pappy Speedway, whatever you're doing, stop. Drive here to Urge Gastro Pub in Rancho Bernardo. Drink this beer with us right now. You need to. This is a religious experience.
It doesn't.
And if
suck.
You don't, you will regret it for the rest of your life.
It's a very true statement, Ken. I'm drinking it for the second time, and I'm just going to sit here and enjoy.
Here comes the post.
No, it's not. It's not anywhere close. I don't care though. All I know is I've got my beer. I've got my friends.
Oh my God! Here's Pappy don't care about
it. Happy Beer Week.
Full Complosion on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's FM 94 Natural One as we broadcast live from Urge Gastro Pub in Rancho Bernardo. It's Jeremy with me tonight. Our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've got Terry from the Bear Roots Brewing and the San Diego Brewers Guild. Are you having fun tonight?
Oh, I'm having a blast. This is ridiculous.
Thank you for coming out and enjoying some beer with us tonight. I appreciate your company. I mean, you are a man of many talents, and I cannot wait to one day have you on the program.
Oh, I love it. And, I'm here. Hello.
No, I mean, not like not just have you on the program, but have your brewery on the program and try some of your beers and talk about what you've got
going on. Let's make it happen.
What are you doing next week?
Hello?
I believe we have Wild Barrel for next week, but the week after, we definitely have
put some good stuff out right now.
I've heard of that guy.
It's decadent.
I was going to say, hello, my name is Dr. Bill. You might recognize me from places like Stone Brewing Company. I also pick out fine cheeses with my charcuterie.
I was in Prague one night eating cocoa-dusted pheasant shanks.
That's actually really good.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. Take my money now.
You're one of many new breweries that have come into San Diego. I mean, when did you first open up?
We opened up December 2015.
But realistically, I mean,
literally the same month Mason Ale.
It was the same month that Mason Ale Works opened up.
I remember following you guys on Instagram, like, "Oh, this is so cool! Wait, I'm doing this too. This is rad. This is fun.
I'm part of the club."
There's so many San Diego breweries opening up.
I'm trying to get there.
Kind of like this next one we've got. This one is Black Plague. I have not tried their beers yet.
So I'm also part of Black Plague as well.
Are you kidding me?
No.
He makes me feel lazy. He makes me feel lazy.
You're splitting your time between two breweries. One brewery is enough to drive a man to go gray. You've got two?
Well, look at the guy I'm sitting next to. This is ridiculous. I'm in the sandbox.
He's got no gray.
I'm young. I'm losing it from the front.
The front's got
the mullet.
I forgot how old I was. I'm sorry. I'm not young.
Four kids.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I said. Bless you.
Yeah, how did that happen?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
When a man loves a woman and there's a lot of craft beer involved.
Thank you. I was going to say, I'll tell you how it happened, but off the air. So, all right, you're also involved in Black Plague.
Yeah, so they brought me in actually last year, October, and I came in as our COO, helping them get open. We opened the doors up, we cultivate, got those doors open, designed the recipes, and this is our Atura Moore, which is an Imperial Red Ale. So I designed this recipe out of Bear Roots, and we brewed it at Black Plague, and it's now in the market.
You said Imperial Red Ale.
Correct.
Who else makes an Imperial Red Ale in San Diego?
Nobody.
That's what I was going to say. I've heard of different red ales, but I've never heard of an Imperial Red Ale. So this is like double the alcohol. This is like 9%?
So this is 10-1.
Holy schmoly.
Stop.
So your
standard session double red ale.
Yeah, seriously, yeah. San Diego session double red ale. So, all right, now I'm curious with a red ale. I know what I'm expecting as far as malt profile and hops. When you double it, what am I looking at?
So we, you know, there's no dextrose in this. This is all base malt, and then we have a little chocolate malt in there as well as roasted barley.
Dude, ooh. This is like toast.
And a lot of hops.
Melted caramel.
All right, this is a lot for my brain to process right now. I mean, there's like 10 beers in my head that I can reference against this beer, but all of them together wouldn't equal how good this one is. This is
dude, this is astounding. Mm.
Thank you.
Wow.
So with Black Plague, you guys aren't distributing at all yet, right?
No, Black Plague is distributing through Carl Strauss. Actually, they were Carl Strauss's first distributed brewery.
Nice.
There's a place in Oceanside that had them on tap recently.
Is it happen to be the place you work at?
Maybe.
What is that? Where is that again?
That would be PCH.
Sports Bar and Grill.
Okay, that's fine. It's not a plug hole when it's solicited.
No, it's not. Thank you very much.
We led you into it.
So now we can find this beer. Is this something you're doing year round, or is this just something that you just decided to blow out? And
no, this is a core. This is a core beer.
Is it? Yep. This is a killer beer to be
this
in core.
This is amazing.
Huge.
Yep.
This flavor packed. I mean, this tastes like a beer that I would love to put food with, like Thanksgiving dinner. Like, with Thanksgiving on the way, I would love to throw some turkey and stuffing at
or
this
cheese
beer.
Curds. These cheese curds. Here, Jeremy, have some more cheese curds.
Hold on. Let me pair this with a fried cheese curd.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, goes with fried cheese curds.
Right there.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. I'm going to need a nap. Very smartly closes the door. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at FM 94.9.
It's a first for everything.
Supported by Urge Gastro Pub and Mason Ale Works. Just happens to be us broadcasting live tonight from Urge Gastro Pub and RB. If you'd like to join us, well, we're probably going to be here for a while drinking delicious beers in the back room. Why don't you just come on back and say hi? We'd love to see you. And there's some really cool stuff going on here tonight. A cool charity event, giving back to
Semper Fi Fund.
And then on top of that, you've got your Andrew Forrest IPA from Mason Ale Works.
First wave.
Absolutely. One more wave.
One more wave.
Yes, sir.
Which is giving back to that. And on top of all the amazing beers that we've had tonight, like the Ale Smith Pappy Speedway.
Wow.
And the Black Plague. Terry, what did you say that beer was called again for Black Plague?
Yeah, Turmoil. Black Death. Black Death.
It's Black Death.
Yeah.
Black Plague, Black Death.
We're a cheery bunch.
You guys are just happy. You're the life of the party. I can see why you get invited everywhere.
Here's to bubonic plague.
Hey!
All right!
Yeah. 6 feet under. Let's go.
On that cheery note, we should probably talk about our last beer of the evening, since it's about time to hand things over to Hampy. something you can find here at the Urge Gastro Pub, a fantastic bottle selection. And I know you just poured out one of the Feral beers from Society.
Oh, wow.
Society, a well-storied brewery from the get-go.
Oh, yeah.
Guys that came from places that know how to make barrel-aged beer. And everybody was asking them, when are we going to get a sour? When are we going to get a sour? When are we going to get a sour? And their answer always was, when they're ready. Well,
they're ready.
This one they just poured out.
Goodness.
Is this a blonde aged in white wine barrels?
Red wine barrels, if I remember right. Judging from the color, I'm not sure.
No, it's white wine barrels. This is the Swindler.
Cool. So, you know what?
We've been swindled.
Doug and Travis obviously know exactly what they're doing. Our friend Brandon Hernandez is over there as well. The first time I met Doug was actually at the West Coaster launch party at South Park Abbey, if you can believe it. He just left the brewery. He was the first guy ever to say, Urge, I've heard of you guys. And it just totally made my year at that point.
Wait, you heard of me before?
Exactly. So it was so cool. And I have never let him live that down. And I'm sure he wishes he had. But the sours they're doing are so absolutely amazing. And
there is a bright, I mean, it's bright earthiness, which sounds like an oxymoron. But
it actually defines this beer really well.
Yeah, it's, man.
God, it's just so good. I mean, the best part is I've got all of their sour beers in my cellar at home, and I've never opened a single one of them because you get, like, one bottle at a time, two bottles at a time. And we got so lucky with it being Beer Week. We begged and pleaded and did some other things we're not proud of, and they said, all right, we'll give you a little bit for this one event.
But it'll
be no kegs. It'll be a bottle pour. So we had to do this beer tonight.
Wow. Fantastic. Yeah. Super approachable.
This is wonderful.
So with 2 days left in Beer Week, you got anything special planned?
Rest. No. Actually, the worst part is next week is Mason Week LA. So as soon as we finish Beer Week, I head north for 5 days.
So basically you're saying there's no rest for you until February.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.